A San Bernardino-based nonprofit is building affordable housing units to address the city's housing crisis. We've got more from KVCR's Ben Perper.
The state of California is experiencing what some are calling an affordable housing crisis, and the city of San Bernardino is no exception. The homeless rate is high, median income is low, and many people are experiencing housing insecurity. But one local foundation is looking to fix that.
So my name is Kim Carter. I'm the founder and executive director of Time for Change Foundation. And Time for Change Foundation will start to help homeless women and children to become self-sufficient.
Kim Carter started the Time for Change Foundation after serving a prison sentence and undergoing rehabilitation. Since the organization began in 2002, Carter's work has won her the title of CNN hero and a pardon from the state of California.
I transmitted my life to helping others, and as a result of that, I'm receiving the governor's pardon. So I'm forever grateful for that.
At her office in San Bernardino, Carter says that the issue of affordable housing is one of San Bernardino's most pressing civil issues.
There is no housing to meet the income of our current population. Just for example, the city of San Bernardino, say population 250,000. There's roughly 80,000 people, a third of the population is living below the federal poverty line. So you're looking at 80,000 people who live below, you know, $1,000 a month for income. Well, if there's no affordable housing, the fair market rent for a one-bedroom, you must earn $17.46 an hour to afford that. So there's no housing available for the population.
According to San Bernardino County's 2015 Community Indicators Report, there were 34,955 households waiting for rental assistance in mid-2015. While they're on that waiting list, families double or triple up in housing, live with relatives, or simply become homeless.
We have many people who get these jobs at, you know, Amazon, they're working at Sears, working at the mall. They're working 40 and 50 hours a week and still unable to afford a one bedroom. They don't make three times the monthly rent at all, period. So we have a high population of people who just cannot afford any housing. And people often say, well, why don't those people just move? Well, where are you going to move to if your income, if you can't even afford first and last month's rent to move into a place? Because most of your income is being used to address your housing. 78% of your income is paying the rent.
Even then, housing in the Inland Empire is cheaper than nearby Los Angeles and Orange County, which means more people are moving here and commuting to jobs in those places. I asked Carter if she thought this trend would displace more people in San Bernardino, but she says that for her work, focusing on those kinds of trends misses the point.
Well, see, people usually base the trend on what's happening in L.A., that there's cheaper houses out here, but the population that I'm dealing with, they're not moving. They don't have the resources to move, right? These are the people that if we had a flood right here, right now, and you gave a warning that says everybody must leave, it's going to be a 10-inch water coming in, wouldn't have bus money to even get on the bus to leave city or anywhere to go.
Carter gives me a tour of Phoenix Square, an affordable housing unit that Time for Change built in San Bernardino. She takes me to see one of her tenants in their apartment.
My name is Keisha. I'm currently an LVN specializing in wound care. I'm pursuing my Bachelor's of Nursing at West Coast University.
After serving a prison sentence and going through rehabilitation, Keisha decided to pursue an education in nursing, but found that her felony conviction put barriers in her way.
I end up going to Time for Change, meeting Ms. Carter, and she helped me with various letters, support, inspiration, motivation to continue on.
Keisha is now working as a licensed vocational nurse with a wound care certification, and she's on her way to eventually becoming a registered nurse. But at first, her prison sentence made it hard for her to find housing.
In lieu of me becoming a tenant at the Phoenix Square, I was denied housing due to my felony convictions, which placed me into a homeless state. So the one thing, I did my time, I got out and I got on the right track to be successful, to be a member of the community and doing what I'm supposed to do. I still have those barriers because of something that happened. It's been over about 14 years now. So that's why I'm here, a tenant, and Ms. Carter has assisted with that because I can afford to pay fair market value rent with going to school. And, you know, I've been fortunate to get decent jobs, but again, there's still that discrimination. And then especially with housing as well. So
Kim Carter has plans for other housing projects based on the success of Phoenix Square, which uses public and private money to build affordable housing units. She believes her work is necessary as long as there are people facing housing insecurity in San Bernardino and as long as the formerly incarcerated face discrimination in housing. For Carter, it's time for that to change. For KVCR News, I'm Ben Perper.